Hey guys, before we get rolling here, I just want to thank those of you who have left me a review on iTunes. This helps me keep the podcast free, so please keep them coming. Tell your friends. I also want to thank those guys that have been sending in the questions. This is what this podcast is about. It's about getting you the info that you need to help become a better hunter. Now you can actually go to my website, interviewswiththehuntingmasters.com, and click on the Ask the Pro section. And you can send me your questions there, and you can even suggest a guest. And lastly, before we jump into this episode, I want to shed a little light on one of my sponsors, Sneak Tech Sneak Boots. I've been wearing them now for several years, and they've really upped my stalking game. I'm not a very sneaky person, and I find that extra added stealthiness that they give me has really, really improved my stalk. I believe in them so much that I've decided to give away one pair each month to a lucky subscriber. So if you're a subscriber, once a month, I'm going to be announcing a winner to win a pair of Sneak Tech boots. So go ahead and go check them out at sneaktech.com, and that's SneekTech.com. Let's get to the next episode. Hi, welcome to the Interviews with the Hunting Masters, brought to you by TheOutdoorInsiders.com, your number one spot for inside information and quality gear. This week, we're talking to a buddy of mine. It's actually a magazine that I write for once in a while, and it's Avid Hunting and Outdoors, and we have Brandon Walker on. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Doing good. Glad to be here.
Yeah? Good, man. Oh,
yep.
I see you've been doing a little bit of hunting.
Trying, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Depends on who you ask and consider a little bit, but...
Yeah.
But if you ask my wife, it's a lot.
Yeah. I got the same answer. So before we start getting into this, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown about yourself, how you kind of got into hunting, and maybe talk a little bit about Avid and how that got started.
Got it. My background, my dad grew up bow hunting, and so naturally me and my brother, our family just grew up bow hunting from since we were kids, and it has just stuck with us throughout our lives. And now I'm teaching my kids how to bow hunt and whatnot. And so as far as Avid goes, the idea came actually to a buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years ago now, and at the time I was involved in another business, and one thing led to another, and he says, hey, what do you think about starting a magazine and stuff? And I'm like, well, that's stupid, because I don't know anything about it, and neither do you. So I couldn't think of a more dumb idea. Anyway, long story short, here we are. It did come to be, and it's rolling. So
nice.
Yeah. And it started off with me and him and my brother. And now it's me and my brother that own it. And then we have a few other employees and editors and stuff with us. So, yeah. But, yep.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I think it's a great publication. That's why I like writing for you guys here and there. I think you guys put out a lot of good information for people to use. And it's not filled with a bunch of fluff and, product placement type articles, which you're kind of seeing more and more now. So I kind of, yep. My hat's off to you for keeping it pure.
Yep.
So I got a kind of like a hodgepodge of questions for you, but let's try to kind of gear them towards, let's say mule deer hunting, because I kind of, fits your MO a little bit better.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a general question, but I like to ask it of people. What are the three things that you could attribute your hunting success to?
The number one thing I would say would be probably my father. My father taught me, kind of everything he knows about bow hunting and specifically about mule deer and elk and whatnot. But just growing up with him, and he guided for a lot of years, and he did it since he was in his teenager, since he was a teenager. So to have that knowledge from him has really helped me. And then let's see, the next thing I would say would be dedication and persistence. There's always going to be those guys that roll out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning, roll up there and somehow luck out and shoot a monster buck, out of pure luck. But the guys that do it year after year, especially when it comes to bow hunting, rifle hunting, you can argue either way, but bow hunting, it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of persistence, year after year. And I think that's helped me over the years. And then the other thing I would say would be my wife. My wife really supports me in what I do, and she knows that I love hunting. And so she's always got my back.
That's
And it
awesome.
just seems like, I see some of the other guys where, whether it's a family member or something, is kind of nagging at them or something, they don't love it as much as they do, or they don't have that vision, then it makes it harder. And I feel like I've got her strength behind me. And so I think it helps.
Well, I think those are all very good points. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, my dad was a hunter. He hasn't been a hunter for 20 years, but he was a hunter, but he was a rifle hunter. So I learned how to bow hunt on my own.
Got it.
But I agree with you on the persistence and all that stuff. It's funny, I just had Henry Ferguson on right before you, and he was talking about a buck that he ended up nicknaming Limpy because he gave him a limp the year prior, and he stuck after him the whole rest of the season, then into the next year when he finally got him. And it's just about being persistent and being dedicated to that, to the
That
trigger.
is, that's interesting. That's
So,
cool.
yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more on the wife thing, because if my wife wasn't supportive of me, and I mean, she holds down the fort when I'm gone, and I mean, she's got my back, so I can't say enough about her. She's an amazing woman. And she's not bad to look at too, so that always helps.
Yeah, that's always nice. Good,
So
good.
yeah, but no, cool, man. So what are some of the things that you do to prepare for your hunts?
For me, it depends on the hunt, but like our general season archery hunt, I in Utah we have what's called dedicated hunter. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but basically
Vaguely.
you get a tag 2 out of the 3 years, and you get to hunt all 3 seasons: archery, rifle, and muzzleloader season. So it's kind of good and it's kind of bittersweet, but at the same instance you get to hunt all three. And this is my first year renewing it. I've done it year after year after year, but
And you can only
on
do that
your
as a
first
resident,
year,
right?
what?
You can only do that as a resident, correct?
Yeah,
Sorry, but
exactly. So I'm only allowed basically 2 mule deer every 3 years. So I've got to decide, do I go out of state on that other year? Do I do something else? And, but this year has been my first year coming up. So if I shoot something this year, then I've got to decide the next 2 years what I'm going to do or if I'm not. So anyway, preparing for this year, I've done the same thing I always do. I put up as many cameras as I can, and I scout until I am, until I can't hike anymore, it seems like. So, and I, my brother kind of I don't know if he doesn't make fun of me, you know, but at the same time, he thinks I go a little bit overboard, or I get that impression from him. But mm-hmm. I think it helps. You know, I know where the mule deer are, or I know the bucks that I want to chase. I know where they are. I wouldn't say that I've got them all patterned, because I don't know if that's, you know, possible, but you know, I've got a good understanding of what they do from day to day. And I believe that helps me coming in, going into the hunt. So does it help every time? No, but you know,
No, you know what? I honestly, even if it just gives you confidence, I feel like that's such a powerful thing. Like, yeah. People take that for granted. I'm going to take this into a different spectrum. Like, even when I'm wearing camouflage that matches, for instance, and like when I'm all matchy-matchy, I feel better about myself. I'm more confident, and I always feel like that gives me an edge.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, it's crazy. So, like, you know, having trail camera pictures, knowing where you've seen deer, it's something to be said about then, other than just going into someplace completely blind and just like, okay, I'm here, time to hunt, you know?
Well,
I feel like that's huge.
Guys get lucky, but you know, for me, like, I even sometimes, like, my brother bought me a pair of these camo pants this year, and they hadn't been washed in non-scent stuff, you know, like that, and hadn't gone through the regular stuff that I always prepare my camo in. So I'm like, I ain't touching those. I ain't wearing them this year because, you know, it will screw up my
mojo.
Yeah, my mojo, and I want everything to flow good.
But, right. Yeah. No, I'm very systematic. I'm very ritualistic when it comes to stuff like that, and I get made fun of all the time. I get my guides that work for me, my cameramen. They're all, everybody's just, they always make fun of me. But
take a chill pill, calm down.
Whatever. I mean, it works for me. I got the resume to back it up. So go with it.
Amen.
So, what's your favorite time of year to hunt mule deer and why?
You know, I would have to say right now, August has been fun. You know, it's kind of bittersweet because where we hunt right here in southern Utah, it's dry, it's hot, it's desert, it's miserable conditions. You know, this last week it was over 100 degrees. And so, you know, it's not ideal. There's no question about it. And a lot of guys don't do it just because of that. But for some reason, I love it. I love seeing big mule deer, and I love the velvet. And so that's my favorite. Now, the hunting mule deer during the rut, I've came down to Arizona, and hunting them during the rut is a riot. I mean, there is no doubt about it. I mean, it is fun. And I get excited every year to come down to Arizona to do it. But still, I think my heart is still set for August when the velvet is on. And
yeah, I don't know, something about velvet mule deer. There's something very, I mean, very alluring.
Yeah,
I love fuzzy antlers.
Yep.
And ironically enough, I don't have a whole lot of velvet bucks. I haven't killed a whole lot. Something always seems to happen. Like the couple big ones that I do have, they like rubbed off the day before, you know, stuff like that. or I blew it, you know, or now my last trip to Utah, when I was there a couple weeks ago, or was it last week and a half ago, you know, I just didn't hold out. I shot a smaller buck, and just cause I've got an itchy trigger finger, but, I got a real thing for big fuzzy muleys, but they're also got a thing for me too.
Oh, I hear you. This year, the buck that I have been chasing, I shouldn't say this, but I've actually missed him twice because I have a hard time holding my composure. Well, the second time he had rubbed that day, Oh, that morning. And so it was all hanging off of him,
red.
all bloody and everything. And I'm like, gosh, dang it, you stupid buck. Why did you have to do that today? It didn't
Right.
matter because I still missed him again.
Oh,
But
that they're pretty cool, and I like that too, though. That's
was
pretty
pretty
cool.
fun.
So where you're down by the Pontiac? Where are you?
I'm in southern Utah, so it's the Pine Valley unit, St. George, if you
St.
know
George.
that
Okay.
area. So I'm a ways from the Pontiac and like the really prime Utah stuff.
Well,
But
I mean, St.
I
George
mean
has
I'm
got,
close, but
I
yeah.
say St. George has got some big bucks down there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Cool. I've never actually hunted in that area.
Got it.
I've both my oh now all actually all three of my Utah bucks have all been from the Manti, basically.
Oh, okay.
My very first one I shot on the eastern side of it, like in Emory, like that area.
Okay.
And
Got it.
the last two are like Fairview,
Yeah.
that side of the mountain.
Oh, okay.
Manti proper. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, good areas. Good areas. So, yep.
I mean, it's not a giant trophy
Fine.
unit, but you know, hey, I don't care. I'm one of those guys that feels like there's big deer everywhere, you know. So
Oh yeah, big deer, where do you find them?
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we're, I mean, obviously I'm close. I mean, we got the strip, the Arizona strip is right
Yeah.
across the freeway from us, and then the Zion unit, the best general season unit in the state, I would say, is the next unit over. And then we got the Pontiac, and then the Henrys are up from that,
Right.
So but where I'm at is not actually that, but it's close.
Yeah. Cool. So, but you could do regular general, like if you just wanted to get a general tag, you don't have to do the designated hunter thing, right?
No, you just yeah, we don't have over the counter stuff like you
Right.
guys have, but you got to draw out for it. But yeah, I can just get an over the or put in and draw out for a archery general season archery tag.
Okay, yeah, so you could pretty much draw every year if you wanted to, but you prefer to do that three that yeah, the three hunt. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth because it's like this year I honestly wanted just an archery tag because, by the time muzzleloader hunt is at the end of September, which, that's prime rut for elk, and so I'm always doing an elk hunt somewhere. And then the
Right.
rifle hunt's in the October, and that's kind of a rat race because there's so many people, and it's not ideal for
Got
general
it.
season stuff. So I don't know, I just like the archery hunt better. But
Do they have the extended archery by you also or no?
no, that's up north,
You have to
like
only do that's
Salt
only like
Lake.
Wausau. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, oh, that would be killer if it was
I was gonna
here.
say,
It's
because you could
here.
get it. That's the rut too, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's
Okay.
why I come to Arizona for them,
Yeah.
because it's closer to for me to come down there than it is to
Right.
even go up north and do that extended archery.
And
So
10-4 makes sense.
yep.
Okay. Well, you know, what's your like favorite tactic to use? Walk me through like kind of, I don't know, walk me through a perfect executed stalk for you, or what, you know, paint me a picture of what it is you look for.
I've been the most successful at spot and stalk when they're bedded up for the day, in the middle of the day when it's hot. There's they don't want to get out of their beds, they don't want to move, or they're tired. And so if we can spot them in the morning, put them to bed, and if they bed in a location that we feel we can get into, or I feel that I can get into, that would be the best scenario for me. I've been successful at, moving or spotting them and getting in front of them and letting them walk into you or ambushing them stuff, but
Right.
not that much. It's been rare. It seems like you're always rushed. You're hurrying, you're rushing to get in front of them, and then it calls for a bad
Blows up on
situation.
you.
Yeah, exactly. Like every time, like they've they've seen me right before I've seen them, or, you know, I'm breathing too hard because I just had to run up a hill or something, you know, and it does work, you know, but I would rather have them calm and me be able to sneak into them and get a shot that way.
Yeah.
So that would be my perfect scenario if they were bedded down and I could put a stock on them. So.
So you see a buck on the, you know, in a bowl or in a basin, and he's in a certain spot, he's doing a certain thing, and you got certain conditions. What are those things when that you see, when you see that, when you see those conditions, you see that spot, that you know you're going to kill this buck? Like, you see it and you're like, this buck's dead because he's doing this and that, and he's here and here. Yep. And the wind's doing this.
The conditions, like, it depends on where it is. Like the buck, I don't know if you've seen it, the buck that my brother killed this year, it was perfect. It was middle of the day. It was 12 o'clock. I was just spotting. Look up just underneath a little ledge, kind of a cliff area, and sure enough, he had bedded right under it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, here we go. That's perfect. You know, I mean, the hill was a monstrosity, you know, getting up it and all that, but he was in a killable area is what we call it. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the wind's going to be, you know, blowing pretty good up there. And so he's not going to smell us. He's not going to hear us coming over the top on top of him. And it worked out perfect. You know, Justin came over the top and he was, you know, 10 yards from the deer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he stood him up and he stood there long enough for him, got a shot and killed him. So, awesome. You know, but there's a lot of scenarios where, you know, you spot a deer and it's like, okay, that's just never going to work out. You know, whether I go from the bottom up or the top, there's just no way to get into them. Mm-hmm. Without them seeing it, without them seeing you coming.
Right.
So I don't know. It's got to be a ledge or it's got to be something that you can get.
I love ledgy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Some people don't like the whole straight down shots. They don't like having the, you know, the cliffy type stuff, or maybe they're just not comfortable ambulating on there. But I love that stuff.
Me too.
I feel like you find a buck bedded on a ledge and, you know, even if it's 30, 40 feet above them, whatever.
Yeah.
I love that.
Game on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the way I feel. Yep.
Yeah. So. I like it as ibexy as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Without having an ibex there. Because for some reason they don't care. They catch you walking either way.
Oh, yeah. And I know a lot of guys hate it. My dad, for one instance, he loves, you know, just sneaking through the quakies. Like,
oh, I can't see.
Or pines, just walking real slow and trying to get in on them. And it does work sometimes, but I don't know. I'd rather be in some cliffs or something where I know they are. But I don't know. That's just me.
No, for sure. So, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Where can our listeners find out more about you and Evan?
You know, you can go to our website, all the, you know, we have all the social media, you know, Instagram. I'm on Instagram. We've got an Avid Instagram. And then as far as Avid, you know, we've got huntavid.com, and then all the magazines. If you just go to your, you know, we have subscriptions available if you want to get a subscription, but you can go pick the magazine up for free at Sportsman's Warehouse. They have stands and you can just pick them up in the front, and we have all our contact information in there. So,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your knowledge with us a little bit. And
oh, yeah.
You got any good hunts coming up, or?
Yeah, I hope, I leave for New Mexico next Friday, so that'll be good. I've got a bull tag down there.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm super stoked for that. And then directly after that, I go to Oregon. I've got a mule deer tag, and then I've actually got an antelope tag in Wyoming, so we go to Wyoming after that. So
Sweet.
I'm excited. I mean, they're not prime units and they're not
I don't care,
anything
man.
great, but either way, I'm hunting and I just love to hunt. So whether,
Yeah. Especially destination hunts, man. That's just like the venture, you
Oh, it
know,
is. It's sweet.
figuring out new things, figuring out new places, meet new people. I mean,
Oh yeah.
that's
Yep.
what it's all about,
Good. What about
in my
you?
opinion.
What do you got this year?
Well, I'll be on my way back to Utah next. I have
Oh,
a
are you?
I got a rifle bull tag in the Manti.
Oh my heck. Oh,
Yeah.
you're good to go then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I have, and then I get back from there. I go to Missouri for a whitetail hunt. And then I have mule deer hunt in Wyoming.
Okay.
My whole schedule changed a little bit because I kind of screwed up.
Oh.
When I drew the Utah bull tag, I thought it was an archery bull tag because I didn't even open it up.
Oh,
I just
got
so
it.
I just looked online. I'm like, oh shit, I drew the tag. I'm like,
Bull tag.
I never in a million years thought that I put in for a rifle because I never put in for a rifle,
Yeah.
ever. And I put it, you know, I put in for, I guess I put in for rifle and I drew rifle. So I didn't even look. So I was planning on hunting deer and bull at the same time in August.
Oh, okay.
And then I actually drew a Wyoming bull tag as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the crappy part about that is now I can't go to Wyoming. Well, it's actually kind of, it worked out anyway because I fell down when I was packing out that deer and I hurt my shoulder. So I right now
Oh.
I can't even pull my bow back right now. So,
Oh, dang.
this is a rifle hunt. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess either way, but I was going to have to probably, I was either going to have to burn my Wyoming tag or just go back to back hunts, which was what I was going to do.
Got it.
My wife wasn't really happy about that situation, but now since I hurt my shoulder, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna,
Yeah.
you know, I'll turn the tag in and
Yeah.
hope for the best, I guess. Hopefully they'll give me back my points. I doubt it, but we'll see what happens. So yeah, I'll be back in Utah, and then so basically got one of my hunts is canceled. Then when I get back from Wyoming, I have that rifle deer hunt.
Got it.
I'll be, I think I have, oh, my nephew's late season rifle hunt here in Arizona that I'm going to
Oh.
take him on. And I was actually originally going to go to South Dakota and go chase muleys and whitetail around in the Badlands over there. But I decided, let me go help my nephew out
Oh,
on
yeah.
his elk hunt instead. And then I drew a prime time rut muley rifle tag here in Arizona this year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I got a unit 21 December tag, which is pretty freaking awesome. Yeah, and then I'll be just archery muley here and javelina, and then hopefully, well, not hopefully, it's a done deal now. I finally decided to go. We're going to Argentina to go hunt
Are you?
Red Stag in March, so I'm going pretty much straight through from here to March. So,
Sweet.
yeah.
Sweet. That'll be good.
Yeah,
That'll be
should be
good.
fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll
I'm
be
excited about it.
good times.
Yeah, this is
Oh.
the most rifle hunts I've had ever, and
Is it really?
yeah,
Oh.
I've never. I mean, that's the most tags I've ever had for rifle hunting.
Well, for
So.
the and the guys that don't know, like the bull tag here in Utah, the rifle hunt is prime rut.
Right,
Yeah,
exactly.
so that's, I mean, that's the better tag to have.
For
I
sure.
know a lot of states it's not, but for here it is, so that's
Well,
sweet.
I got another week to go, so if it gets a little bit better, I might try with the
Yeah,
bow.
got it.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Um,
There's always just something about shooting something with a bow that's,
I
yeah.
told people for a long time that like my it was like what motto. It used to be like, I'd rather fail with my bow than succeed with my rifle.
Yeah.
But I started falling back in love with the rifle hunting thing because I started hunting differently.
Oh.
I still try to stalk in really close.
Yeah.
I stopped shooting things from 500, 600. I mean, I still do here and there, but
Yeah.
but it usually it's like coos deer or something like that. But I,
Got it.
for the most part, I try to make as I try to hunt them with like I bow hunt
Yeah.
with a rifle, and it's changed it for me. And I it doesn't, I don't know. I hate to put it this way, but it's the only way I can think of put it. It doesn't feel like cheating to me, even though it didn't feel like cheating. It just wasn't as rewarding. So
Yep.
now I get just as much,
Yeah.
fulfillment out of it, I guess.
Yeah, no, I totally
So
understand it, especially with the long range stuff,
yeah.
everybody's
Oh,
just
and
like,
I got a crazy long range gun.
yeah.
I got a 300 RUM built by Best of the West with a proof research barrel, Huber
Oh.
Concepts trigger and brake and Husqvarna scope. I mean, I could shoot 1500 yards with a damn thing if I want
Yeah.
to. But knowing that, I still try to get it under 200. Yeah, if I get it to 100, that'd be even better.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But it's nice to know that if I got a 400 inch bull sitting across the canyon, I
Yeah, you
sitting
can
at
take a
five,
crack
six
at
hundred
it.
yards, I could take a crack at him if I want
Yeah,
to.
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep. No, I hear you. There's just something about being close to the animal that, makes it appealing. So,
Yeah.
I don't know, that's what it does for me. You get in close and that makes it fun. So.
Absolutely. Well, cool. I want to thank you for coming on, and
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck in the rest of your season, and I'm sure we'll talk. I
You
well, as soon
too.
as I get back into some writing time here, I'll see if I can whip up an article for you guys.
That would be sweet. Get it done. Yeah, we would love it. So we sure appreciate it too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.